The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Abaye says, Shvamino, yesh siluk masoiz balayla. The Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar traveled even during the night. And the Gemara clarifies that travel itself was obviously done during the night, like the Pasuk says, lelechaz yom balayla. We're talking about embarking on their travels. Did they leave the machne at night? Which Abaye proves that they did. It did happen that they embarked on their travels at night. Now, according to Tosfos, the raya of Abaye is from Lechem Aponim. The Gemara says previously that the Lechem Aponim, when it was mesulik, when it was removed from the shulchan, was nifsal b'yoytze b'shas the masois, which means that if not for the psul yoytze, it would have been kosher. And the raya of the Gemara is that if it's true that they only traveled during the day, then the lechem became posel because of lina, regardless of the psul yoytze. Since they could not travel on Shabbos, which was the day that the lechem was removed from the shulchan, and they waited till the next morning to travel, and by that point the lechem had already become nifsal b'lina. So Abaye proves that it must be that they traveled at night, which would include Motzei Shabbos, and at that point the lechem was not yet nifsal b'yoytze. So that's what we're saying, that if it was mesulik, then it becomes possible because of yoytze, and at that point the lechem was not nifsal b'lina yet. Rashi, however, explains that the raya of Abaye is not particularly from the Lechem Aponim, but from the Braisa that says that all kochim are nefsalim b'yoytze b'shas the siluk masois. The problem is that what's the raya? Like Tosis asks, maybe they only embark during the daytime, and all the kochim that were shechted that day, which are not yet nifsal b'lina, became possible because of yoytze. And why should they have been nifsal b'lina before they traveled? So Tosfos suggests, explaining Shita's Rashi, that for some reason the Bnei Yisrael embarked only at the beginning of the day or at the beginning of the night. So if they would not have embarked at night, the only other time would have been at the beginning of the day, at daybreak, which at that point all kochim in the Mishkan become nifsal b'yoytze regardless. And that's Abaye's raya. There must have been siluk masois b'layla. Because if siluk masois is only during the day, then there's nothing available in the Mishkan that's not possible b'yoytze b'lina. Everything is already nifsal b'lina, just b'shas alois hashachar. That's what Tosfos suggests to be masbir shitas Rashi. The question is, why would that be? Why would Masoyas have to be Tafke the first thing in the morning? And the Meshech Chochmo, Kedarkoi, has a fascinating insight to explain this. In Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes Zayin, he points out that the Minchas Chavitim, which is a mincha that's brought every day by the Kohen Gadol, Machtzitzah ba'boiker, Machtzitzah ba'erev, the half of it, half a sorin in the morning and the other half in the afternoon, was prepared fully in the morning, meaning that both halves of the mincha, the fully sorin, was neskadish b'kli in the morning. The first half was hokrav with the Tamash al Shachar, and the second half was kept till the afternoon and was korev with the Tamash al Bein Abayim. Now, no other korban or mincha is prepared like this. A mincha, for example, which is brought, when brought, is a skadish bekli right before it's brought. And you're makarv it right away. The minchas chavitim is the only exception, that the second half of the isorin is already in a skadish in the morning and is only brought for akrova in the afternoon. The Be'emes says a machlik is in the Gemara, in the first parak, about the Minchas Chavitim, if we say that, Mitoch Shekreva Lachatzoyim, Kedosh Lachatzoyim. Do we Takas say that, do we say that you could be Mekadosh just half of it? That since the Akrova was done in two separate shifts, so the Akdosha could also be done separately? In any case, the Rambam paskins la'alocha, the Aval Bisha kreva lachatzoin, eina kadosha lachatzoin. So you have to, when you're Mekadosh the Chavitim, you have to be Mekadosh the full mincha, the full Isarin, and the Akrova you split. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now, says the Meshech Chochma, if the Bnei Yisrael would have embarked on the travels sometime during the day, they would inevitably be causing Kochim to become possible. Because the Minchas Chavitim, the other half of the Minchas Chavitim, which is waiting to be for Akrova, that will become puzzle. Now, even though the Braisa says the Veshasta Masoyes, the Kochim in the Mishkan, is Nifsal B'Yoytze, now that doesn't mean that the Kochim will definitely become Nifsal B'Yoytze. It doesn't mean that there's any available Kochim there that will become Nifsal. We could easily ensure that no Kochim becomes puzzle. The Kohanim could distribute any Basar or Menachas that's available for Achila, and they would give a small piece to every Kohen, and in a short amount of time everything will be eaten, and there's no Kochim here available to become Pasul when they start traveling. And the same things with Emurim and Kmotzim that need to be brought on for Akrova. They could quickly be Makrova everything on the Mizbeach before the time of Masois, when they see that the cloud went up and Maso is coming close. But the Chavitim was the only thing that was not able to be taken care of. It was already in the Skadish Bekli. That means it already has a psul, has on it a psul, has dinim, that it could become possible. But it was not yet Roy Lakrov. So inevitably, it would become possible. So for this reason, says the Meshech Chochmah, the Gidden traveled the first thing in the morning. The idea was that they traveled before the time of Akrovas Menchas Chavitim. So there would be no Chatzi Yisorin of Chavitim that would be Kodesh, that would have to become Posel for Shasta Masois. Now back to Toisviz. So since they traveled the first thing in the morning, so there was no Kodesh Gadoshim that was still kosher, because everything there was from the day before, which automatically became Posel, Belina, in the morning. So that's how the Meshech Chochmah explains. Now, just to explain the idea of the Meshech Chochmah, we're talking about a case where the Onon ascended from the Mishkan during the night, and according to the Havamina of the Gemara, the Yidden had to wait until the morning to travel. And that's what Abai is saying, is no, they traveled at night also. And on this, the Meshech Chochmah explains that the Yidden, that if this is a, on that side that they had to travel, they had to wait till the next morning, the Meshech Chochmah says on that they made sure to go the first thing in the morning, before they had a chance to bring the Minchas Chavitim. And not to wait around until the Minchas Chavitim was brought. However, in the event that the Onon ascended from the Mishkan in the middle of the day, then this idea of the Meshech Chochmah is not going to help us. Because in this case, they would have no choice other than to travel now, regardless of the Minchas Chavitim becoming possible. What are you going to do? See, the Meshech Chochmah's idea worked out well when the Onon ascended during the night, when it's up to the Bnei Yisrael to choose when exactly to travel, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that they had to wait until the morning. So you'll do the first thing in the morning before the Chavitim is brought, and now we have no problem of making the second half of the Chavitim possible. But if the Onon ascended during the day, in the middle of the day, at 10 or 11 in the morning, there's nothing to do. But we have to travel then. And the fact that we have Minchas Chavitim that we brought in the morning, and the other half is still waiting for Akrova, and that's going to become possible, that's not a sufficient reason to refrain from traveling. Everything was al pi Hashem Yisu, al pi Hashem Yachanu. So we're back to our problem. How does the Gemara prove that there was Siluk Masoyes Balayla? Maybe the case of Psul Yoytze without Lina is in a case where the Onan ascended in the middle of the day. So there was kachim that was brought, and that kachim is not possible ina yet, and it becomes possible yotze. So possibly what the Meshech Chochma means is that Hashem never made that the Onan will ascend in the middle of the day, so that the Chavitim does not become possible. So in reality, it never happened that the Bnei Yisrael had to travel in the middle of the day because of this cheshbon of the Chavitim. That's how Hashem was Masader, the Seder of the Masois.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.